here we go. Let me start you out with a concept. And Jeffrey and I are going to work through this. We're going to talk about how the pipeline works and how things, when objects get passed, how does the receiving commandlet know what to do with them, if anything at all? I'm not a good guy with sports analogies because I don't know anything about sports. But as I understand it, there's this thing with the small white balls where they have catcher's mitts. So, you know, the sending commandlet's going to send some baseballs, and we have to see what catcher's mitts they get caught on the receiving commandlet. You'll see what I mean. We have a process of by value and by property name. And if those don't work, we have a last line of resort. So I'm just going to, first of all, point out that all of this is in the slides, but I'm not going to use the slides. So here we go. Let's get rid of the slides. Let's start with an idea. Get service, if I can spell it. Stop service. Guys, we showed you this earlier, and we did dash what if. You know that it's going to work. But the question that I have in my head is why? Well, here's what's happening. Get service is getting a bunch of services, a bunch of objects, and we're going to send one object at a time across the pipeline. My question is the receiving commandlet, which in this case is stop service, how does it grabbing hold of this object, and how does it know what to do with it? And as it turns out, it has a lot to do with the parameters on the receiving commandlet. And that's what I want to show you. First of all, one of the first things we need to know when we're looking at this is when we're sending objects, we need to know what kind of objects they are. So I piped it to getMember, because getMember shows me what type of object is being sent across the pipeline. This is a service controller object. I need to know that right now. Now what I want to do is I want to see what the receiving commandlet is capable of receiving. To do that, we look at the help file for it, the receiving commandlet. In this process, you have a tendency to get confused between piping to getMember and getHelp, but it's pipe to getMember to see the object, what kind it is, and then we look at the help file on the receiving commandlet. So let me show you, getHelp on stop service. Now, I'm going to use dash full because I want you to see everything, but Jeffrey will show you a trick here in a second. Let me go in here and show you. Inside, we now are very concerned with this information. We already know how to look at the syntax. I'm going to go down here and look at the parameters. The parameters have a capability sometimes, and that capability is, do they accept pipeline input? Now, think of these guys as the parameters are the things with or without the catcher's mitt. So what we're asking is do you have a catcher's mitt or not where you could catch this object and do something with it? Well, a lot of times you'll see like display name, it doesn't accept pipeline input. So there's nothing going to cross. But let's go down this list. I often start at the bottom, but let's go down this list. And this is stop service. So let's see here, dash what if, well, dash what if, it doesn't even make sense to accept pipeline input. Dash confirm, no, that doesn't accept it. Pass through, that doesn't accept it. Dash name, that does accept it. Now here's what we're concerned about. We have two ways of accepting pipeline input, by value and by property name. And if you're a dev out there, we're not talking about by val, by ref, this is different. But by value and by property name. The first way we're going to try it is by value. And what you're going to notice here is dash name supports accepting pipeline input by value. And it would like some kind of string. Well, wait a second. Let me show this to you. Let me go up a little bit further. See this parameter called input object? I'm not exactly sure what it does, but it accepts true by value. Look at the kind of object it would like. A service controller. Wait a minute. When I did get service, what kind of object was I sending it? I was sending a service controller. So when a service controller comes cruising across that pipeline to stop service, the catcher's mitt that's going to grab it is the input parameter catcher's mitt, because this name is spelled exactly like service controller of the object type that I sent. I know this is weird, but they're spelled the same. So since they're spelled the same, this means we're actually passing it by value. And this is one of the most efficient ways to pass. So that's how get service and stop service actually work. We're passing by value and to the parameter input object because the names match the type of object along with what the parameter expects. Here's where it gets a little tricky. And please jump in as soon as you want to yell at me about something.
Because you're doing great.
You think so? Because man, this was hard on me at first, but as soon as I got this is
you got it,
what
baby.
made the world rock. Let's try this. Notice that I did get service, stop service, and I want to point something out to you. Notice how the nouns match. Well, if the nouns match, it's likely that they're going to work together on a pipeline. It's also likely that they'll probably pass by value, but that's not always the case. So you always want to check to make sure. Let me show you something where the nouns don't match. Get service, stop process. Well, these are two totally different things. Services, processes. They're not the same thing. So I'll bet most of you are thinking the same thing that I am. This isn't going to work. It can't possibly work. Services, processes. Let's go through this process and take a look. I'm going to do get service and I'm going to pipe it to get member. I know we know the answer to this, but I just want to go through the process again. What kind of object are we sending? We're sending a service controller object across. Now, the first thing I want to check is to see if there's something in stop process that supports pipeline input by value for this object. That would be the first way we would hook up. So I'm going to do get help on the receiving commandlet, which in this case is stop process. And let's take a quick look. Let me get up to the parameters. Now guys, I'm going to shorten this down a little bit because I know some of these parameters just don't accept pipeline input. Like what if it doesn't accept pipeline input, so I don't even need to look at it. So every time it says false, I'm not really that interested in it. Pass through, doesn't even support it. Dash name, it does support it, but right now I'm checking for by value. This is by property name, so I'm looking for things by value. Oh, there we go, input object. It supports pipeline input, it'll catch it. And it's doing it by value the first way we're going to do it, but look at what it wants, a process object. Well, I'm not sending it. Process isn't spelled the same way as service controller. Not even close. So there's not going to be a hookup here. So by value fails. Well, now at this point, you kind of go, well, if it fails, it's just not going to work. No. Now we move on to the next process, which is by property name. And this gets a little bit confusing. I want you to notice while I'm in this help file, see how the parameter dash name takes pipeline input by property name? Here's what that's saying. The object that you're sending to me, does it have a property that is spelled exactly like the parameter name? That's what we mean by property name. Is it spelled the same? And if so, I might be able to hook up that way. If by val fails, I'll try this. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's the catchphrase. Whenever you want to know everything there is to know about an object, you pipe it to get member. So get service, and I'm going to pipe it to get member. Take a look at this list. Is there a property? And remember, all we need is the word property in it. Is there a property that is spelled the same way as the parameter name? And if you look at the list, la la, there is. If they're spelled the same, we're going to have a hookup by property name. But watch what's going to happen here. So let's look. I'm only going to take one service here. Service, look at what its name is. It's the name of the service. Okay, wait a second. When you look at processes. Let's look at processes. Process name is also name. These are process names. So when you use the commandlet, oops, clear the screen. When you use the commandlet, hello, clear the screen. There we go. When you use the commandlet stop process, what it wants for its dash name is the name of a process. What I'm sending it is the name of a service. But here's the thing. We do have a hookup. This is going to work. It's just your results may be a little unusual. So let's try it. Get service, pipe to stop process. This should work. And yeah, I'm gonna do a dash what if, because you know why I'm doing a dash what if? Because it does actually work. Notice there's a lot of blood on my screen. Now, what this means is that, yeah, look, cannot find the process with the name. Well, yeah, because that's a service name. Of course you can't find that. But if you look here, did you see anything white fly by? Because that means it worked. Let me see if I can find something. Oh, there's always something.
I didn't see anything.
Really? Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
It's only 5,000 or two.
I know. There's almost always something in here that's in white.
Go to mine. So, yeah, let me show you.
Go to his.
Okay. So here's I'll do a different set.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
So notice I started up calculator here, right? And so I can do get process calc and get calculator. And I can pipe that to dir. And we see that calc is in this. And why is that? Because dir takes binds by name. And so you take a look and, well, does dir take a process? System.diagnostics.process? No. And it says, oh, well, I bind anything by name. Do you have a name? And get process does have a name, and therefore it works.
That's an excellent example. And so between his example and mine, you get what's happening here is that the commandlets are working together, but you have to look at what you're giving it, the information that you're giving, and what it's expecting. In the case of my get service stop process, if you have a process running that happens to have the same name as a service, it's going to get killed off. Most of the time, that's not the case. In Jeffrey's example, I've got a process name that happens to be actually a file I could go looking for. So that is a good result that works out.
By the way, can I show him? You know what? I said that wrong. It was actually the path.
The path that it
was the dir. Yeah. So dir takes a path, and process object has a path. Now, here, notice in my screen, we said, by name. Well, you were doing it by name, right?
Right.
GSVB. And notice, use name. What was it I wanted to show you? Through to GM. Okay, so notice this thing here.
Yeah.
Okay, name, alias property, service name. So unlike, remember I said that PowerShell, we're focused in on making your life good because those people aren't focused in on that, right? They're focused in on, I'm writing this for myself, it's going to be cool, or, hey, you're my developer buddy, and we're going to talk developer talk to each other, blah, blah, blah. And so it's a pretty inconsistent world. We're responsible for trying to make it a consistent world for you. So whereas, you say service name and process was process
right.
name, we want to say, no, you don't care about all that crap. You just want the name.
Name.
Okay? And so what we do is we take the type system, and remember how I showed you XML? We tweak the XML, and we present it to you simpler. One of the techniques we do for that is something called an alias property. An alias property is something here. We say, hey, that we have this property name, which is aliased to service name. So the object itself really only has this thing called service name, but we say, hey, treat it as though it has a name, and then when you ask for it, give them the service name. And that gives you a simplified, consistent view of the world, and it makes this interoperability stuff work. Because if it turns out that, hey, I want to send something to some command, and it's accepting things by Gujar, and
right.
I have one of those, but I call it a foo.
Right.
I just go and I say, okay, well, on my foo, I'm going to map its name to Gujar. I do that once, and then I can send it to you.
As a matter of fact, this is a perfect setup for the next stage in this. And so Understand what he's showing you is that they've done a lot of work to make PowerShell commands consistent. In other words, we had a service name on the object, but they create an alias property called name so it could work with other commandlets that accept by property name. So they're making it consistent for us. But there are times when the greatest minds all think alike, but just haven't had a chance to get everything consistent yet. Let me give you an example where this is going to break down. There's one of my favorite commandlets is get AD computer, and I need to tell you that one of the things you have to be kind of careful with is Microsoft, especially the product teams when they work with this, they try to help you by not doing dangerous things to yourself. Think about the technology underneath what this commandlet's going to do. If I run this, who has this information? A domain controller does. So this commandlet has to go out to a domain controller, ask the domain controller for this information, and then spit this information back. Look, quite honestly, that if you only have a couple dozen computers, that's not a big deal. But if you have 30,000 computers, this could be a big deal. This could make your domain controller not a domain controller for a while. And then when it spits the data back, you could have some performance issues for a while. So when you're running commandlets, you will notice, you know, a lot of times you'll do a get commandlet and it'll just run. Commandlets that might be a little bit more dangerous, that's not the case. What they do is they put things in them that are mandatory. We mentioned this with get event log earlier. This is another great commandlet that has an example. So let me show you. If I just strike enter on get AD computer, bro, you got to give me a little bit more information about this. You've got to be, I don't want to get you everything. Really? So I'm just going to put in a star. This will work and it'll get me everything. But notice what I've done. I'm the one now that's made the decision to actually get everything. So this is the commandlet that I'm going to use for a second. So let me do this, get AD computer. And I'm just going to put in the filter star, which means I'm going to grab everything. And I want to, here's my business problem. What I would like to do is get the status of the bit service on every computer in the network. I know it doesn't sound that creative, but it gets better later. So get service name bits. Understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get a list of all the computers from Active Directory, and I want them piped to get service. And so that get service will then grab the bit service from all of them. Well, here's the thing. Let's see if we can figure out how this is going to work or not work. So first thing is that we do is I go through the whole process. First of all, pipe to GMs to find out what kind of object am I working with. I need to know this for by value in case it works for by value. So AD computer object, sounds great. Probably ain't going to happen because the nouns don't match, but AD computer object, great. Next thing I'm going to do is get help on get service and see if it supports AD computer object by value. And guys, I'm going to make this a little bit briefer. So rather than scrolling through every and stopping at every single one of them, let me just scroll up to the things that say by value.
Oh, wait, can I show them a trick?
Yeah, show them a trick.
So do that again and do minus show window.
So do show window.
Yeah, okay. Show window. Okay, and so if you have full, now search by value.
Oh, man. See, this whole show window thing is just awesome.
Yeah, and then hit next.
Oh, wait a minute, I have to hit next. There we go. Oh, boy, input
that object.
Input object. See, so now, look, we got it. Except pipeline input, you didn't have to watch me scroll. True, by value, we're looking good. What kind of object does input object want? It wants a... Sir, is that spelled exactly the same way as AD computer? No. So, no hookup by value.
So close.
So, yeah, so close. So, what we're going to do then is check for by property name. Well, I have to take a look at what the properties are. And really, the only property I care about that I'm trying to send across is whatever holds the computer name. So, let's take a look at that real quick. Get AD computer... filter star, well, gee whiz, just take one of them. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's being sent across the pipe. The only thing I care about, though, is where the computer name is, and that property is called name. So let's go back to the show window and see if we have something that supports name. So pipeline by property name, and so let's do this trick, by property name, and watch what happens. So we'll find them. Dash computer name. Hey, that supports by property name, but remember what the rule is. This has to be spelled exactly like this for by property to hook up, and it's not. In fact, it's not spelled the same, but you know what is spelled the same if I go down here? Oops, wait a minute, which way? Down in it. Looky.
Name.
We do support by property name on something spelled exactly the same, but look at what it says. It wants a service name. So here's what's going to happen. If I try to run this, I'm going to take a bunch of computer names, and it's going to think that I'm giving it service names. And unless you named your computers after services, which would never be a good idea, this is not going to work. You know, the thing is that really gets me is, God, if there only was a way where I don't want this to be called name. I want it to be called computer name, because if it was called computer name, then it would match and everything would work. If there was only a way I could change this property to say computer name.
And yet, there is. You want to show them?
You want to show them?
I don't have AD computer.
Oh, you don't have AD computer. Well, let me show them then. So, let's do the concept. So watch, guys. Take a look. Get service, and I'm just going to show you a quick concept. I want you to see, I'm just going to work with one service to keep it simple. You guys have seen us select properties before?
Oh, by the way, I don't think you've shown them computer name. Have you shown them computer name? That, so, you know, get service works against remote computers.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should have shown you. In the help file, you'll see it has dash computer name. So I could use this against remote computers, which is what I'm trying to get the Active Directory commandlet to do. Yeah. I'm going to grab name and status, and I want you guys to see something. Yeah, it's going to give me the name and the status. That's what you would expect. But how many of you would expect to get an error if this occurred? And usually when I'm at a conference, this is exactly what I type. Because I can't type very well, so it usually comes out, name, status, status. Watch what happens. See that? Do you get what's going on here? Wait a minute. A lot of people think that that should generate an error. That shouldn't generate an error. That's a feature. Let me show you. I'm going to pipe that to get member. Look, it just created new properties called name and status. So here's the idea. I want you to think about this. I wonder if I could take the existing property for AD computer called name and change it to computer name. And the answer is yes. However, the answer is yes. But let me show you how this is going to work. First of all, I'm going to select the property name, just so you can see I'm not cheating. And then I'm going to show you some special syntax. And this syntax at first is a little chewy, but it's in the help file for the select-object, and it's in the example, so
it's
you can get
it.
It's
going to be one of the things you want to learn. It's a hash table syntax, and we use hash tables everywhere. So you're going to spend the time, you're going to learn the syntax.
This syntax, you must. You're just going to have to keep typing it till you learn it. This is something you're going to have to keep in. So it's an at sign with an open squiggly. And what we have is the word called name equals, and now you get to create your own property name. What would I like this to be called? I want it to be called computer name. So I'm going to put in computer name. And at this point, semicolon, and then you specify the expression that will fill that column with data. Well, let's do this. Expression equals, and you're going to put that inside of squigglies, and there's one squiggly left over. So inside here, we want the current object on the pipeline, $_, or you can use $PSItem with version 3. And what do I want from the object that's coming from getAdComputer? I want the original name property. So watch. Name. I'm going to strike enter and watch what happens. Dudes, dudettes, deucesses. Oh, I've got myself a computer name now. Property. Now, let me just show you how you're going to see this on the internet. A couple of just quickie things. This is a, you'll hear it as custom columns, calculated properties. People use all these terms for this, but you almost never see everybody type in this full syntax this way. They're going to shorten this up to just an E, and they're going to shorten this up to just an N.
And why?
Because
I'm a flawed person.
I can't type at all.
There's no way I'm going to figure out how to spell expression.
Expression? I know. But watch, guys, I want you to see that this still works. So, you know, I've changed it. One other thing I want to show you, you're going to see this a lot on the internet, and you need to watch out for it. Used to be that instead of name, this was called label. And everybody would abbreviate this as an L. Well, I don't know about you, but when you see this on a blog post or in a book, you can't tell the difference between an L and the number 1. So a lot of times you'll type it in wrong and you'll go, oh, it just doesn't work. No. If you ever see an L or what looks like to be a 1, always replace it with an N. That way you get rid of all of those little ambiguity. I can't say that word, but all those little problems.
Cards for speech.
Yeah, I know. So let's do this. I don't really need this name in here anymore because I've managed to create my own version. And I want to show you, if you pipe it to get member, see it says computer name. So looky, when we pass it to the receiving commandlet, computer name is going to match with computer name by property name. And lo and behold, drum roll, drum roll, drum roll. And the command was get service name bits.
Woo!
Oh, come on, that is so wickedly cool. So, guys in the back are going, I don't know what the hell he just did, but okay, we'll go with it. But here's the
thing.
Begging
for the applause.
Yeah, pity applause. Golf clap. Here's the thing is that, you know, they're working to try to, you know, give you alias properties to make some consistencies, but that's not always going to be the case. Sometimes you're the one that has to do it in flight to make the consistency using a custom column or calculated property. We use these a ton because there's so much we can do with this. So much we can do with this. And you'll see some more examples of us using it in here. But we do have the last possibility. It's my favorite one because everybody yells at me when I do this.
By the way, it's really worth spending time on this stuff. This is the heart of PowerShell. This is the core concept. It's the core power. It's where you get all your magic. So learning this stuff, like spending some time, understanding how it really works, getting familiar with the where, the pipelining is the heart of it. It's worth an investment.
Well, and I just have to say, and this is definitely, for me, guys, this is what changed my ability to be productive with PowerShell. When I learned this, this is what suddenly made PowerShell, oh, I got this. Because I could discover whatever it is I was looking for, and now I knew how to put it together. And if it didn't work, I knew how to troubleshoot it. That's the important thing. I know we're going through it quickly here, but again, this is the most important thing, and it does, it changes, it makes you totally productive. Now, I've shown you three ways so far.
Oh, and this, the getting the stuff to work on multiple machines, we're gonna talk more about remoting, but that's where you just become so productive. The number of people who've come up to me at TechEd and had stories like, I remember this one guy who said, oh, well, his boss brings everybody in on like a Tuesday, and it's like, oh, we gotta get this information from every single one of our servers, it's top priority, gotta have it by the end of the week. Call home, tell folks you're going to be working late, doesn't matter, we got to get this done. He's like, everybody's like, And so he goes back to his office and he's like, wait a minute, I can do that with PowerShell. He says, 10 minutes later, I had all the information. He said, it took a couple more minutes to put it in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So we were like, 15 minutes, I was done. I said, that's awesome. What did you do? He says, well, I went home. I took the rest of the afternoon off. And then he came back in the morning, showed his boss this awesome report. He's like, oh, you're a god.
And that's kind of the point is I want to go home. So I want to get this stuff done, right? And this is a primary way for you to figure out how things work. So three ways we've done it so far. Get service to stop service. We matched by value. And that's how we're going to try at the very beginning. When the nouns don't match, by value probably isn't going to happen. Not always, but probably is not going to happen. And we did get service stop process where we had to start to match by property name, which means the name of the property coming across has to match the name of the parameter of the receiving commandlet.
But whenever you do that, that's where what if is your friend.
Oh yeah, that is where what if is definitely your friend. The third way is, well, there's a parameter that supports pipeline input, and you want to use that parameter, but what the property you're sending it doesn't have the right name. So you can change it in flight using this syntax. Here's the fourth and final. And believe me, then we're ready for a break here in just a second. So, so get AD computer. I want you to understand my business problem. First of all, to show you, there's a command. We're not going to get a lot of time today to spend with this. With the concept of WMI, but WMI is one of the greatest things. WMI and SIM are one of the greatest things in the world, and I'm hoping that a little bit later on Jeffrey will be able to have a chance to talk about it. But I just want to show you, WMI is great for grabbing all kinds of wonderful information. Here's an example of WMI grabbing just some BIOS information. I also want to point out that this commandlet supports computer name, which means I could get it from multiple computers. Now, if I could spell them correctly. So understand that this could be really useful to me. I might want to do a whole hardware inventory, but I'm not going to want to sit here and hand type in a bunch of computer names. Instead, I'm going to want to pipe a bunch of computer names from Active Directory. So what I'm doing is I'm going to say get AD computer, filter star, pipe to get WMI object, and I want the class for BIOS. Well, here's the thing. You can spend the next 2 days trying to get this to work. Ain't gonna happen. If you know how to work this process that we're showing you right here, here's what you would do. And you're gonna solve this problem in seconds rather than days. First of all, you're gonna pipe to GM to see what the object type is, because we wanna check for by value. And I'm just gonna tell you right now, by value is not gonna work. I got AD computer, but by value is not gonna work. You know how I know that? Because the next thing we do is we go look at parameters that support pipeline input. Well, let's do that. Get help. Get WMI object dash full. And guys, I know we could do this with the show window, but I just want you to see the beauty of this. Watch as it scrolls by when I get to the parameters. Throttle limit, no. Recurse, no. Query, no. Property, no.
Denied.
Namespace, no. Locale, yeah, denied. List, no. Impersonation, fun on a Friday night, but no. It's filter, no. Every computer says no. Every parameter says no. No pipeline input. It will not take any pipeline input. Stop trying. It won't take any pipeline input. So I see guys all the time that go, okay, well then you can't do it. It's broke. They need to fix that with PowerShell. Well, no, you can do it. You just have to know how. Let me show you. You know, I was showing you that how this commandlet, get help, and I'm gonna do the short help for it. This guy supports dash computer name. Well, here, I want you to take notice here. Let's look at dash computer name. See, dash computer name, and what he wants is a bunch of strings. That's what he wants as an object type, strings. He'll take dash computer name. I just have to figure out how to get it in there, get those computer names in there. So here's what I'd like to do. Get WMI object, whatever class I want, and I would like to do dash computer name and get the computer names in there. I'd like to do like get AD computer, filter, star. Well, you can't do that because it screws up the argument. So you have to put them in parentheses, because remember what parentheses means. I wasn't a big math fan, but those things are like order of operands, or you're a smart guy. You know all that stuff. It means do this first before we do anything else. So what's going to happen is whatever in those parens, this parenthetical, it's going to do that first, and that becomes the argument on this dash computer name. But there's a small problem. Remember, dash computer name wants a bunch of string objects. I wonder what this is providing me. As a matter of fact, let me show you. Get AD computer, and you know how to do this now. Filter star, what kind of object is this producing? Pipe it to GM. It's giving me AD computer. That doesn't say string. Watch. Also, it's giving me way too much information. This is giving me all kinds of stuff I don't want. I just want name. I just want to select name. So get AD computer, filter star, select the property name. Awesome, I've got the names. This is what I want to throw into dash computer, but before we try this, check it with get member. Look at what the object type is. AD computer, it doesn't say string here, so it's going to break. Well, they thought of this, they solved this. What I really want is I want to extract those names and put them in that dash computer name argument in between the two whoas. I want to extract extract isn't the right word. I want to expand this property. Now, we can only expand one, but look at the difference on my screen how this looks. See how you don't have this anymore? It's just the names of the computers. Let's pipe it to get member. Looky.
String.
String.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. So what we do is we, and I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to right click on this. And here's what we're going to do.
Right click.
Yeah, right click. I think I did that right. So get WMI object, whatever class I wanted, win32 underscore bios, dash computer name, and here's what I want to put inside of the parentheses, that whole thing. Now, you might be saying, gee whiz, that's an awful lot of work. But as soon as you do this like two or three times, it's not a lot of work, because now what you couldn't solve before or you were spending days banging your head on now just works. And it just works because we couldn't pipeline to this commandlet. Darn. Okay, forget about it. That's fine. What do you want to use? I want to use dash computer name. What does it want? It wants a string. So I want to grab all the AD computers. I just want the property name. I don't want all the other properties. I just want name. Send it to get member. It's not a string. Oh, I need to expand that. Think extract that, those values out, and I get the string. Now it's going to work. This is your last line of resort. Now, don't use this as your first line of resort. That's not the point, because you want the power of the pipeline. So don't do this first. Do this last. And let me show you, and we're going to let Jeffrey talk about this for a second, is that before we take a break, let me show you what I found out Microsoft's kind of doing to help us out. You know how the get WMI thing, it doesn't take any pipeline input? Well, I happen to know that there's
Up arrow. Because this works perfectly. This works perfectly, but this works in PowerShell version 2. PowerShell version 3, we made it simpler.
Oh, let's make it simpler.
Hit delete, delete the select. Oh, no, all the way from the end of the line to the select.
All the way from the end of the line to the select.
Look at this. Get rid of all that. Yeah.
More.
Pipeline. Okay, now, end parentheses. That's begin paren.
Oh, end paren.
Yeah. Okay. Space.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Dot name.
I see what you're doing. Dot name.
See, that's the deal. That dot name basically is shorthand syntax to do that command.
All those selects, which is what you were showing earlier with casting to XML. And guys, one of the things is we're going to start showing you as we get close to scripting, we're going to be showing you working with variables and using this dot syntax. So you get more and more comfortable with it, because now that was a lot easier to type as soon as you know more about that dot syntax. So this is awesome. See, it still worked.
Show them.
And as I just showed, let me show you again, because I don't think the thing was on there. Let me show you. What's going on?
Is this hard for you? I could go over there.
It's something has gone awry, and I think my... Ah, there we go. Something, a computer we were waiting on. So this syntax, if you can see it, it works the exact same way. So I can execute it, but I don't want to do it again because it was holding up on one of the machines.
Oh, was it?
One last thing to show you, and then we'll take a break, is get WMI object doesn't support any input, but there's if you're working with WMI, there's a whole new way of doing this. And if you were to do get help on something called get sim instance, and you were to take a look at the parameters and what parameters accepted pipeline input, you would see that this is now the replacement for this, because the new one now supports pipeline input in the places where you want it to support pipeline input. So the idea is that going forward, some of the commandlets that you may run across, especially if they're 4 or 5 years old that didn't support pipeline input, may start to support it. But if it doesn't, you do have this last line of resort. Now, as a final note, make sure this is so very important. Well, you got what?
I was going to show him one more thing.
Oh, go ahead, show him one more thing.
Okay, I'm going to take over your machine.
Okay, it's all yours, man.
Okay, it just did not work. Yeah, right. Of course. Okay, here we go. Where are you? Okay, I'm taking over his machine.
He's going to take over my machine. While he's taking it over, get Don Jones's book. Learn Windows PowerShell in a Month of Lunches. Okay. Chapter 9. You've got to know that. That's the most important thing. That's what we just did in here.
Okay, so now I'm going to show you something crazy, freaky, 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 powerful.
Oh, let's get freaky.
Yeah, we're going to get freaky.
Freaky, freaky, freaky.
Okay, sorry. Settle down.
Settle down.
Okay, so now this is pretty advanced stuff, but why not end on something really powerful, okay? And this is something called... what do we call these? We call these script parameters. I think is the term for them. So now what we're going to do is, remember the original problem was get AD computer minus filter star pipe to get WMI object Win32 BIOS. And it was this computer name that we couldn't get a value for.
Right.
Darn. Okay, so here's the deal. Script block. Whenever you see the, what do you call them?
The squigglies?
Squigglies.
Yeah, I like whenever to do my hips myself, but for the squigglies.
Whenever you see the squigglies, that's called a script block. That represents code. If you give a script block to a property, to a parameter, which doesn't take a script block, then what it is, oh, that you must be asking for a script parameter. And what it does is it takes the value of the current object, assigns it to $_underbar, and runs the script, and takes the value and puts it in there.
Oh, this could be totally awesome.
And so what you do is you say $_underbar dot, was it name?
It was name.
Name. Okay. By the way, you can do anything you want here. You can say to upper,
or
anything. But here, we just do this. So again, what's going to happen is you're going to run this. You're going to take the current object. You're going to assign it to this. And then you're going to run this code. And so each object, you're going to get the value of the name. And then you're going to run this with the value. Well, is that crazy powerful or
you
what?
You know, you realize that you've made that so much easier that everybody's going to like you better than they like me now. Because I drug him through that long.
That was the plan.
Okay, well, it worked because I took him through that long thing, and then you just made it really short and sweet. So congratulations. Very nice job.
There you go.
So folks,
have fun with that.
So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a 10-minute break. When we come back, we
get
into...
Give him some coffee.
Give me some coffee because I need more. And we're going to go into something that is going to change the way you manage. Now you're going to take the tools that you started to learn today, and we're going to get into one of the most powerful things in the world, remoting. And we want to talk to Jeffrey about remoting before we get into it. This is totally awesome stuff. So see you guys in 10 minutes.